Let's stay on the topic of schools, and we turn our attention to something Southeast Missouri State University is doing to support elementary schools during the pandemic. I spoke with Barbara Glack, and she's Dean of Kent Library at Southeast, about Red Hawk Readers. We spoke on the television program SE Connect.
So Red Hawk Readers is a service project that started with the Honor Society of Phi Kappa Phi at Southeast Missouri State University. It is a service group that is made up of faculty, students, staff, and community members. So any members of Phi Kappa Phi can participate. And what we had done was, when we were meeting in October, we were looking for a new service project, and one of the members is a teacher in the Cape Girardeau School District, and she was talking about what a challenge it is to have the classrooms, you know, all day the students are in the classrooms with the teachers right now. Mm-hmm. And so they thought if they had small videos that they could play as maybe they were moving from spelling to social studies or something like that, that would give the teacher a small opportunity to do that transition.
Yeah.
And so the university actually has a number of facilities that would support this, in that the Heather McDonald Green Multimedia Center and the library and the Evolution Center both have one-button studios where you literally push one button to make a video recording. And so it's like, well, we think we can make this happen. And so we started talking about it. And of course, right away, copyright came up.
Uh-oh.
Because copyright is a big thing whenever you're making recordings of someone else's work.
Right.
I think children's publishers had realized what unusual times 2020 has been. And so they have been very gracious about saying, if you're making recordings of readings of the children's books, we're going to go ahead and let you do that as long as they're limited use. So the recordings that we're making are of children's books mostly geared towards like pre-K through sixth grade, and they're going to be available to any teachers in the Southeast region. So they can access this collection, and then they can read, or they can use those video recordings in their class.
So if you sort of take a break during the day, they can play these recordings, and I guess do the folks get to pick the book that they want to read if when they decide to participate in this?
Absolutely. I was visiting with the provost today, and he had read Duck Duck Quack. And I read a biography of Ruth Bader Ginsburg. So I think it's just whatever is interesting that you can kind of see. It's like, oh, this would be a fun one to share with some children. So.
Yeah. How many recordings, what's the response been, and how many have you recorded so far?
So we've only been working on this for about a month, and we've got over 80 recordings already in this collection that we're building, and they're at different grade levels, so there's some different opportunities. So it has been a really nice project. I think some of the students have been involved and made some recordings, and administrators and faculty members and just lots of people at the university.
What has the response been from the schools? It seems to me that this is one of those examples where the university is stepping up and leading and offering a service to the broader service region, which is, I forget how many counties, 20 plus counties in the region. This is a big deal.
I think this is a big deal. And I think the fact that we're making them accessible to any of the teachers that want to take advantage of this means that a student here in Cape Girardeau could hear the recording, and a student in Kennett could hear the recording. And so it really is covering a broad range. And also that way, since we have so many recordings, it's not like you're listening to the same recording day after day, where soon the students can actually repeat it back to you.
Dean Barbara Glacken, it's been a joy to talk with you. I enjoyed your time here today. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Barbara Glacken is the Dean of Kent Library at Southeast Missouri State University. To learn more about the Red Hawk Readers program, visit our website at krcu.org, click on Local, and then Going Public.